Hello, fellow Swamp Fox. Welcome to this episode of the Fox Chatter. As all good leaders do, they delegate. So Tripp has delegated this monthly podcast to me. He's been out traveling on spring break and up at the Wing Leadership Conference. So he's probably going to bring back some good perspective from that. And we're looking forward to hearing that next month from him. I think you got a great episode in store for this month. We have a few special guests. The first one is a special guest, Major General Robin Stillwell, the new Adjutant General of South Carolina. I was going to speak to you about his vision and his priorities for the South Carolina National Guard, and I think it's very welcome to hear his words. We've also got Lieutenant Spence to talk about Family Day and the events that we have planned for everyone on Saturday, and I think him and his team have done a great work to make this event fun for all. So looking forward to hearing about that, and then we've got Chief Bowen to give some Chief's perspective and also to talk about his Airman's All-Call that he has scheduled on Saturday for all E1s through E4s in the wing. But before we get to the special guest, I hope everyone had a great spring break. I'm looking forward to May drill after the exercise in March and then no drill in April. Hopefully everybody got some downtime with family and were able to get back into the rhythm for this time of year. So what's going on in the wing? O&E's off to a great start. So hopefully everyone's settling into their new different schedule and their battle rhythm for O&E. It's going really well, almost a month in, so a third of the way through almost O&E, so it's going by fast. And then other stuff, we're starting planning efforts for post-O&E, so we're already looking forward for the next couple of years, trying to establish a training plan, a battle rhythm for fiscal year 26 and 27. And really that's going to focus on deploying as a deployable combat wing and reorganizing in garrison, our air and garrison functions to support that effort. I think there's some big changes on the horizon on how we're organized and potentially where people sit around the wing. Some of those things have already started to lay in on the new UMD. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of those details. But I will say we are going to take a hard look at how we make this organization more efficient and better organized and optimized for great power competition. We're in the holding pattern, and we have been since the new administration without some of our half leadership in place, but all indications are that we're going to move out on a lot of the initiatives that were started before the new administration took over. We've been charged by NGB leadership to get after some of that stuff, and then I think over the next few months, we're going to get after it, and you're going to see some changes around the wing. Well, fellow Swamp Foxes, I'd like to welcome a special guest to our podcast this month. We have the privilege to welcome the Adjutant General of the state of South Carolina, Major General Robin Stillwell. I'll do a quick intro and bio, sir, and then I'll hand it off to you to talk to the Airmen of the Swamp Fox. Confirmed on the 26th of March, as of recording, that's almost exactly a month ago today that you've been the Adjutant General of the state of South Carolina. We haven't had the formal ceremony yet, but I know you're head first into the job and taking over and doing great things leading the state's military department. Just a quick bio on you. So the 30th Adjutant General of the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina native, started your military career all the way back at the Citadel. I won't say what year and I won't say what I was doing in that year, but I'll tell you, we do have some airmen out here in the Skang that have been out here just as long, serving as long as you have. I started off as an infantry officer, served and commanded in numerous roles around the state over the last 30 plus years. And then most recently dual hatted as the Deputy Commanding General for Reserve Affairs at the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and then as the Director of the Joint Staff in the South Carolina National Guard. And then your civilian career as a Circuit Court Judge for the state of South Carolina. I know that's a quick bio and probably doesn't do good justice, but we'll save the formalities. So we're excited to have you out here. This will be the first intro to the Skang, and then I know you've sent a letter out to us that we're all going to read and hear your message, and then we're going to have you out here in about a week or so to give you a flight in the F-16, and then to introduce you around the base to the rest of the Skang. So we're looking forward to that opportunity to really for Tripp and I to showcase all the great things that the airmen of the Skang are doing. So over to you, sir, to introduce yourself to the Skang on our monthly Fox Chatter podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for that kind introduction. I certainly appreciate it. We were speaking right before the podcast. This is my first ever podcast. So if I seem a little nervous and maybe not as smooth as I otherwise could be, it's because, again, this is the first time I've ever done this. So I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come out and be a part of the podcast and have the opportunity to speak to the airmen of Swamp Fox. Just know that I hold Swamp Fox in the highest regard. Really, the 169th Fighter Wing is the crown jewel of the South Carolina National Guard. As I go around the world and around the nation, leaders, strategic leaders across our formations and the DoD enterprise have great respect for Swamp Fox. And the pilots, the people in the fighter wing performed exceptionally around the world. And it's just one example of that. Your recent deployment in a one-of-a-kind, first-of-its-kind mission certainly came back with very, very high reviews and is a testament to the professionalism and also just the competency of the fighter wing. And I'm really proud to say that the 169th Fighter Wing is part of the South Carolina National Guard. understanding that the 169th Fighter Wing is such a good, competent professional organization, as I come into this role as the 30th Adjutant General of the state of South Carolina, you know, I don't intend to start making any changes in the fighter wing. I know a lot of people know when a new leader comes into a role, one of the things we are conditioned to do is look for changes, modifications, and look at things that we can improve. As I look at the fighter wing, I really don't see anything that needs to be improved upon. And if so, it's only going to be on the margins. So what I intend to do is to listen to the leadership of the fighter wing, to provide that support that I can provide to make y'all better, more efficient, to be more accommodating to the airmen in your ranks, and for you to continue to do the great job that you've been doing over all of these years. What I'm really excited about is having the opportunity to interact with the Air Force a lot more than I may have in the past. Coming along as an infantry officer in the National Guard, I didn't have much occasion to interact with the Air Force. And in my formative years, all I really saw was F-16s coming over me dropping 500-pound bombs in Afghanistan. Sure. And I didn't have a chance to really sit down and talk to the pilot who was performing that sortie. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to get to know the Air Guard a lot more intimately. And what I'd like to do is just come out and have the opportunity to spend some time with you, learn best practices from you. Air Force does things a little bit different than the Army. No one's right and no one's wrong, but I'd really like to learn to see what you do well and maybe see if we can transfer some of those competencies, some of those skills, some of those techniques to the Army side as well. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of your leadership. Of course, your generals I've known for a while, and I have a great amount of respect for them and consider them personal friends. Some of your retired general officers as well are friends of mine. And that, again, is just further evidence that the fighter wing is really an exceptional organization. As we go forward here in my tenure as Adjutant General, I have started to develop priorities, both strategic and internal priorities. And I am still in my first 90 days. As was stated, I was confirmed 4 weeks ago yesterday by the Senate. So I'm digesting a lot of information, having a lot of conversations all across the formation and with external stakeholders, including the legislature and other partners throughout the state and in Washington, D.C. So I'm learning a lot as we go forward. And I'm looking during that first 90 days of what we might need to change, what we might need to do, and how we can just make ourselves better and more efficient. I see largely the entire organization of the National Guard as successful. We've met all of our mission sets, and I don't think, as I stated before, that we need to make major changes. We just need to clean things up on the margins and make a more efficient, perhaps more respectful organization going forward. So what I've done is start to formulate those priorities. And the priorities, our strategic priorities to outside partners, are very simple. And the reason I have made them simple, and they will continue to be simple, is it so that when we have conversations with legislators or we have conversations with external partners, first of all, they're very easy for our service members to remember so that they can recite them in an elevator conversation. And then also so that everyone can remember them. And they're easy to remember. And that is because they really are critical things for us. And they apply to both Army and Air. The first one is next generation fighters. F-35s, has that window closed? Has it not? We don't know, but we do recognize that there are going to be fighters and they will be available at some point, probably not tomorrow. Yes, sir. But we need to make sure that all of our partners, all of our stakeholders, all of our advocates in Washington, D.C. recognize that we are laser focused on next generation fighters so that we can remain a relevant top flight force. The second one, on the Army side, which some of the airmen might not necessarily recognize, but we want a brigade combat team. A brigade combat team is important because it's one of the fundamental building blocks of the land component, of the Army specifically. And with a brigade combat team comes resources, training, and relevance. And if we can get that, then it will significantly help us be relevant in our federal mission but also to perform our state mission in support of civilian authorities. The third strategic priority is preservation of McIntyre. McIntyre is a very important location for us as a South Carolina National Guard because it is a place where we can project our power not only regionally, but also globally. McIntyre has certain benefits and unique aspects that make it really an excellent location for us. We don't share it with a civilian air component. That means we don't share the runway, which means that we get to do things here that we may not get to do at another installation, such as Joint Base Charleston. We also don't have an active duty installation here with billeting and containment areas that would restrict some things that we do, including perhaps UAS that we may be lucky enough to get on the Army side. Also, it is a significant amount of acreage, which gives us the opportunity to do a lot of things to build infrastructure that's relevant to both our federal and our state mission. Preservation of McIntyre is number three. So I'll run back through it because I know I articulated each one individually and the items might have been lost. So the first one is next generation fighter jets. Number two, a BCT. And number three, preservation of McIntyre.
And sir, I think the airman of the fighter wing would minimally agree with those priorities. So.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So internally, I've got five priorities that I've formulated, and I've sent out an initial letter to all of the formation, and that is being distributed as we speak. Now, this is internal. This is how we treat ourselves, and I have broken that down into five priorities. Care and concern for people is number one. Now, understand in my career, generally speaking, I would have said care and concern for soldiers, but now we've got more than just soldiers. We have airmen. We have soldiers, we have state guardsmen, and we also have a civilian workforce of approximately 475 people. So we're more than just blue suiters and green suiters. So I need to be, my staff needs to be, and everyone in the Guard needs to be cognizant of everyone that makes up our team. So care and concern for people, because everything starts with people. If you don't have capable and competent people with high morale who are willing to do the job, then we'll never get the job done.
Sure.
Number two, recruiting and retention. Recruiting and retention is because in our mission, in order to perform it, we have to be appropriately manned, trained, and equipped, and it all starts with manning. And if we don't have sufficient numbers in our ranks, then we'll never be able to perform our mission sets, whether it's federal or whether it's state. So it all starts with that. Number three, mission essential task list training. So essentially what that means is we're focused on blocking and tackling. We're focused on what we need to do, how we need to train, what we need to train to perform our federal mission set. And we always need to remain cognizant of the fact that we are, as the National Guard, the combat reserve of the active Army and the active Air Force. What that means is we are warriors, we are fighters first. So we need to be able to go abroad and execute our mission set of closing with and engaging with the enemies of the United States in combat and winning.
Yes, sir.
And in order to do that, we need to be able to block and tackle. And those are our mission essential tasks that we have to be expert in. Our funding is going to ebb and flow. We're going to go through a period where funding from big Army, big Air Force, from NGB is going to be decreasing. But that doesn't mean we can't be expert in those things that we do. We might not have quite as much time. We might not have quite as much resources. But that doesn't mean we can't be expert in what we do. And we have to be because, again, that maintains our relevance. That's what sustains our resources from Washington, D.C. and from our policymakers. Number four, defense support to civilian authorities preparedness. That is all hazards preparedness, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, all of those type things. Now, that's important because our federal mission, of course, is why we are manned, trained, and equipped by the federal government. We exist in the states to respond to orders, to emergencies, to crises from the governor to help the citizens of the United States when they are in dire straits. That's important for a couple of reasons. First of all, our community is the state of South Carolina. So it's important to understand that that is also our recruiting base. When we have the opportunity to deploy into our communities and help in a meaningful way in a time of crisis, it substantially increases our ability to recruit in those communities as well. It is our ability to project credibility to those people, parents, children, brothers, sisters, who may be able to influence someone coming into our ranks. Also, that response to hurricanes, all hazards, crises, emergencies, that really is a meaningful thing for a young soldier or a young airman to go into the community and really help people who are in stress. I've found over and over during my career that young soldiers who have the opportunity to do that really come away from it with a feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction, and the morale of the unit is boosted thereby.
Yes, sir.
It's also important that the governor and the strategic leaders in the state of South Carolina depend on the National Guard to fulfill that mission set. That is their primary focus for the Guard. And we have, again, a federal mission and a state mission, and neither one is more important than the other. However, in the immediate response after a hazard, the state mission is much, much more conspicuous and readily apparent to our recruiting basis.
Yes, sir.
Also understand that when there is a crisis, we have to be ready to meet that requirement. If we are appropriately manned, trained, and equipped under our federal mission, and we're focusing on our metal task, that complements our state mission as well. Because in DISCA, it's really the same thing when you think about it, and that is mobilize soldiers, deploy soldiers, execute complicated or sophisticated mission sets, redeploy, and reorganize. And it's the same thing whether you're in your federal mission or your state mission. So each of them complement the other. Each of them speak to different constituencies and two different mission sets. But both are critically important for us because it is the reason we exist. And we must never forget that. And then fifth, we round right back to care and concern for our people, because it all starts and ends with our people. So again, I articulated that, and I hope the points didn't get lost. I'll go back through it real quick and just very quickly. Number one, care and concern for our people. Number two, recruiting and retention. Number three, mission essential task list training. Number four, Defense Fortress Civilian Authorities preparedness. Number five, care and concern for our people. You will see that in writing very soon if you have not already.
Yes, sir. We'll make sure that happens.
Yeah. That's really all I have to say. And in closing, I just want to say it's really one of the greatest honors and privileges of my life to be able to serve as the Adjutant General of the state of South Carolina. I have said before, and I'll say it again, I'm in my 35th year in the South Carolina National Guard, and really the Guard has become an extension of my family. And it's really an honor to be able to serve in this capacity with my friends, my family, my community.
Yes, sir. Well, I really appreciate you coming out and doing this. I know it was your first time, and I'm just a dumb fighter pilot, so this is not my game either, but I really appreciate you coming out and doing this, and I think the airmen of the 169th Fighter Wing will enjoy that perspective from you and your priorities. And moving forward, Tripp and I are going to look at those and make sure that our priorities are in lockstep with yours. We look forward to having you out here in about a week or so and putting you in the backseat of an F-16. We're going to have you out here in the morning, and we'll put you through some medical stuff that they'll check you out and make sure you're ready to go. And then we'll get you out meeting some of the airmen around the wing. So I know we all look forward to that. And then we'll end the day in the air crew lounge after you get done flying and then recap the day from there.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. For our next guest, we've got Lieutenant Spence from the A-Staff/Comm Squadron and the Projo for Family Day this year. Let's talk about Family Day.
Good morning, Colonel. We look forward to Swamp Fox Family Day 2025. Parking opens at 10 o'clock, and we'll kick things off with the opening remarks at 10:30, followed immediately by the Special Forces Parachute Team demonstration. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and we've got a great menu plan: pulled pork, pulled chicken, hot dogs, and several sides all catered by Grateful Greens. We'll have a DJ for the day and some static displays, including aircraft, military heritage vehicles, a DNR trailer, a DARE car, and even a SWAT vehicle and a fire truck. You'll be able to meet some live PD officers, and don't miss the canine demonstration. Be sure to check out the car show, too. For the kids, we have bounce houses, video game trailer, cornhole, giant Jenga, giant Connect 4. Starbase will be there, the dunk tank is back, and we're even doing a water gun version of Squid Games this year. Then they can cool off with some Kona ice. We also have informational tables from a variety of organizations, including Military Women's Memorial, Family Readiness, the Aviation Heritage Society, Military One Source, Integrated Primary Prevention, and more. Then we'll cap the day off with the Viper East demo team doing an F-16 demonstration at about 1 and close everything down around 2. A huge thank you to all our sponsors who helped make this event possible. We couldn't do it without them. We especially want to recognize our gold tier sponsors, Callis and Ty, Grateful Greens, and Gregory Electric, for their generous contributions. A special shout out to the committee members that helped put this together. It definitely took a team, and I appreciate all the hard work they put into this year's event. We're still looking for a few more volunteers to help make this day run smoothly, things like handing out t-shirts and helping with the car show and bounce houses. So if you're interested in lending a hand, please reach out to me. If you want to volunteer, you can reach me at email joshua.spence.1@us.af.mil, or you can give me a phone call at 803-647-8895. We're looking forward to a fantastic day and hope everyone enjoys it.
Thanks, Lieutenant Spence. Here's your command chief, Chief Bowen.
Thank you, Colonel Rumbarger. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes on this podcast. What I want to talk to the fire wing about is having an airman's all call for the airmen through senior airmen Saturday morning of May drill, starting at 08, lasting approximately an hour and a half in the fire wing headquarters auditorium. I think this is a fantastic opportunity for me to introduce myself to the airmen, let them know how I came up through the ranks, where I started out from, and how I got to where I'm at. Hopefully plan a vision for them that a career is not just where they're at. It is making connections with their fellow airmen, their NCOs, and their senior NCOs. I think a lot of times people see stripes and they think we're unapproachable, but I am as down to earth as anybody else on this base. I love having a conversation. I can joke with the best of them. The second part of that is I want to also introduce the airmen to the helping agencies on base, our DPH, our SARC, our Family Readiness, our chaplain, and allow those offices to present to the airmen what they can do for them. A lot of times a new person comes to base, a young airman comes to base, and they're in a new shop with people they don't know. They may have some issues come up and they don't know who to reach out to. So I think this is the perfect opportunity to put our helping agencies in front of our airmen and give them a few minutes to explain what they can do and where they're located. With it being Family Day, I know some family members may come to drill with them. And I think this is also a great opportunity to introduce myself to the spouses or significant others. So please bring them with you. We're about family, right? So bring the family. I will introduce myself and interact with them as well as anybody else. This is a little test for the airmen who listen to this podcast, and hopefully everybody's listening to this podcast. Do you know the wing's mission and vision? And do you know Colonel Bose's intent, his ABCs? If you don't know it, go to the 169th Fire Wing page on the internet. Those who know that and can tell me what it is, might be a little reward for you on the backside of it. At the end of it, we're going to depart here together, go over to the festivities, and I hope to see you at the dunk tank.
Thanks, Chief. We probably have lots to catch up on with the exercise and no drill, but get here on Saturday, knock out what you can Saturday morning, and then take the time to step away from your desk and go out and enjoy Family Day. We don't want people out trying to work while everyone else is out playing. So take that time to congregate, have fellowship with your fellow airmen and their families, and then we'll get right back to work on Sunday. But that's really all I got. Looking forward to Family Day, and then we'll catch up on Sunday. Semper Primus.